Good afternoon, everybody. Here we are, June 12th, a Friday. It's nice and warm outside. It actually feels like summer. It's 101 degrees. In the shade, it doesn't feel so bad. I'm still going to barbecue tonight. But the good news is next weekend will be the Davis Music Fest, and it'll be in the mid-80s. Now, ain't that a hoot? Welcome to Listening Lyrics on KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. Today, I'm going to take you on a musical detour down a fascinating side road. Rock and roll and jazz have always had a relationship. Rock is often built on simplicity, energy, and, well, if you look at someone like the Stones, a lot of attitude. Jive thrives on improvisation and surprise. Some of these performances stay close to the original melodies, while others stretch, bend, and reinvent the songs almost beyond recognition. And that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to play music, jazz music, interpreting rock. Whether you're a jazz fan curious about rock, or a rock fan curious about jazz, or simply someone who enjoys hearing great musicians take creative chances, I think you're going to enjoy the next 57 minutes. So settle in and keep your ears open and see what you can recognize by these classics as they are performed by some of the world's most inventive jazz artists. I'm Peter Pastore, and this is Listening Lyrics, KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Let's get started. The basis of this show is I'm going to play three songs. I'm not going to introduce them because I want you to see how long into the song it takes you to recognize the tune. But anyways, let's start with the first three.
Thank you.
three songs, three very, very different approaches, but to the same idea. We started off with none other than Paul McCartney, Blackbird, interpreted by Alex Jenkins' trio, Local Guy. The original is intimate, and the trio manages to preserve that feeling while opening up new spaces for creativity, improvisation. And let me add that Alex Jenkins, fairly young man, this week was in the hospital for getting a final checkup before a double lung transplant that he's been needing due to something that's been, I guess, in the making for quite a few years. Anyways, we wish Alex the best. Then Woody Herman took the Doors classic Light My Fire. We went from psychedelic rock to the big band jazz, but Herman and his magicians make it sound very natural. And finally, Medeski, Martin, and Wood with John Scofield put their own stamp on Dylan's The Times They Are Changing. Dylan's folk anthem becomes something altogether different, yet the spirit of that song, the sense of music and, transformation, remains intact. That's one of the joys of jazz. It doesn't simply cover a song, it reimagines it. The melody becomes the starting point rather than the destination. Okay, we've got plenty more examples ahead as we continue exploring what happens when jazz and musicians take some of rock's most enduring songs. Here are the next three. Well, I'll tell you, if the first set I played showed you how musicians can reinterpret familiar songs, the group I just played, we saw especially the first two songs, how far they can stretch it. And stretching it they did. We began with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, performed by The Bad Plus. When that recording first appeared, it surprised a lot of listeners. Here was like a 1990s grunge song that transformed into a piano jazz trio piece. And I guess that proves to us that a powerful melody can drive in almost any setting. Then we heard The Beatles' Come Together. That's a classic from them, reimagined by Avichai Cohen. The song's unmistakable groove remains, but Cohen has a fresh perspective, finding new color and textures within the tune I think most of us know by heart. Wouldn't you say? And then we wrapped it up with Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy, performed by Massimo Faro. It's a reminder that jazz musicians don't just borrow from rock music. They draw inspiration from it. Pop, folk, the whole thing. One thing all six songs we've heard so far have in common is that they respect the original by refusing to be confined by it. That's the jazz tradition at work, honoring the song and then taking it somewhere that is brand new. Let's say they take it down a different road. All right, before we play the next set, I've got something to tell you. This Monday, on That California Sound, and that's a program right here on KDRT, John Emery Schiller and Shorty welcome Kyle Monholland to the studio to discuss the upcoming Davis Music Festival. Listen up Monday, June 15th at 6 p.m. our time, Pacific, right here on KDRT 95.7. Or you can listen to it online, kdrt.org, worldwide. Kyle is the co-founder and executive director of the Davis Live Music Collective, which brings us annual Davis Music Festival. The three-day event is a fundraiser for arts education in Davis. This year's fest featuring 30-plus bands across a range of musical styles on nine different stages throughout the inner core of Davis. KDRT broadcasts the festival live from Suitworks on Friday, June 19th, and from Armadillo Music on Saturday, June 20th. And like I mentioned at the very beginning of the program, the weather is going to be fantastic. It's going to be in the 80s. It just doesn't get any better. Hey, let's listen to the next set of three, how jazz musicians interpret well-known rock songs.
Spell on me. jacks are in the boxes. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red. And the wind whispers merry. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind cries, Mary. Traffic lights turn tomorrow, shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island, it sags down the street, 'cause the light that they leave is dead. And the wind screams, Mary. Wisdom whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
To the moon, and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song, and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for. All I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Yeah, in other words, baby, fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me, fill my heart with song, and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. Oh, in other words. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like. Oh.
Jupiter and Mars. Oh, in other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, 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 I'll fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for. Oh, all I worship and adore. Oh, in other words, yeah, please be true. Oh, in other words, no, in other words, oh, in other words, oh, in other words, yeah, in other words.
Well, that took us on a bit of a journey, didn't it? We started with Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze, filtered through the imagination of guitarist Gwyn Lay. Hendrix was already an innovator, and Lay pushes the song even further. Then we switched to another Hendrix song, The Wind Cries Mary, interpreted by Jamie Cullum. Where Purple Haze is explosive, The Wind Cries Mary reveals Hendrix's lyrical and melancholic side. And Calum captures that, bringing his own version of that to the song. And then we arrived at something that was a little different, Fly Me to the Moon by Bill Cantos. At first, it might have seemed like an odd song because Fly Me to the Moon is not a rock song at all. It's a jazz standard. But that's exactly why it fits today, ladies and gentlemen. Many of the artists we're hearing from move comfortably between genres, reminding us that musical boundaries are often more flexible than we think. Alrighty, we're going to keep trucking right along here. We've got another set to go here. Three more great songs for you to listen to and for these wonderful artists to interpret for us. Let's go.
Thank you. your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the wedding now. Dance me on and on. Dance me very tenderly and dance me very long. We're both of us beneath our love. We're both of us above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
you've been paying attention, and I know you have, you might have noticed this theme emerging in this set, and that is love. Folks, give me a cigarette and a glass of bourbon. I'm spent. I need to take a break from all of this. It's just too much. We began with And I Love Her, a beautiful Beatles ballad interpreted by Herb Alpert. Herb lets his trumpet sing the melody, reminding us that timeless Lennon-McCartney composition that really is. Next came, Love Hurts by Julian Lage. Actually, that was the last one we had. Did you know that about 8 years ago, I had Julian in the studio? Wonderful young man. But boy, that guitar of his is just, so subtle and wow, just loving it. And then in the meantime, in the middle, you heard Madeline Playroux, Dance Me to the End of Love. Over the past hour, we've traveled so many rock songs, all without leaving the world of jazz. You've discovered that a great song is more than the original recording. You know, strip all of that other stuff away and give it to a musician to do his or her thing, and wow, something new comes out, something new and wonderful. I hope you've enjoyed this musical conversation between rock and jazz as much as I have. I'm Peter Pastore, and you've been listening to Listening Lyrics on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Guess what? That's where the grassroots grow.